Governor Jim Doyle and all eight of Wisconsin's U.S. representatives sent letters to the Commerce Department, which is already investigating allegations that China is illegally subsidizing lightweight thermal paper products. Lightweight thermal paper is the kind used in receipts and coupons. It's a specialized product that's produced in Wisconsin by Appleton Papers. Appleton alleges that foreign governments are subsidizing this kind of paper so that companies can sell it cheaper in the U.S. than they do in their own countries. Jeff Landon is the president of the Wisconsin Paper Council.
It puts companies like Appleton at a severe disadvantage to compete with foreign competition.
The letter from Governor Doyle says that if that continues to happen, U.S. paper manufacturers would have to make cutbacks to cope with the drop in demand for their product. Doyle spokesman Lee Sensenbrenner says the governor wants the Commerce Department to step in and prevent that from happening.
What the governor and other leaders are calling on the U.S. Department of Commerce to do is to make sure that these companies, these manufacturers of this type of paper, compete fairly with the rest of the world.
The Paper Council's Landon says his group would like to see the Commerce Department tell China and Germany to stop the subsidies, and he says if that fails, the Commerce Department could levy duties on imports of Chinese and German paper to level the playing field. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.